Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Wow. It's Dr. Sharon Johnson. It is time for the Cultivate Show. Folks, how are we doing out there in all over the world? It is your moment in motivation on the Cultivate Show. It is the empowerment environment. And as many of you know, this month I am fighting. I'm joining the fight with Cultivate against cancer, breast cancer. So, you know, today I want to do something a little different and talk about laughter. You know, I love to laugh. If you know me, I love to laugh simply because for me, laughter is medicine. And so I found this great article about why laugh at cancer. And it's at www.cancerisnotfunny.com. And I wanted to share this. So those of you listening, this is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Cultivate Show. Want to share with you this, because it's just interesting how we don't laugh enough in our lives. And I know that because there are so many people, I tell people, you have to laugh. You have to enjoy every moment. You have to enjoy the people around you. You just have to laugh. And so this information that I'm going to provide to you is definitely taken online. But it talks about humor therapy. And according to the medical community, humor therapy is defined by the American Cancer Society. And some call it laugh therapy. And it describes humor therapy is the use of humor, not laughter, for the relief of physical or emotional pain and stress. It is used as a complementary method to promote health and cope with illness. And so when we look at the overview of humor therapy, although available scientific evidence does not support claims that laughter can cure cancer or any other diseases, right? I mean, to admit humor curative powers would cost them big dollars, therefore, you know, guys. But it can reduce stress and enhance the person's quality of life. You know, humor has physical effects because it can stimulate the circulatory system, immune system, and other systems in the body. So laugh, laugh, right? And how is humor therapy, how is it promoted for use? Humor therapy is generally used to improve quality of life, provide some pain relief, encourage relaxation, and reduce stress. Researchers have described different types of humor. And they talk about passive humor. Passive humor results from seeing prepared material such as funny movies, stand-up comedies, or even using amusing books, right? And then there's a spontaneous or unplanned humor, and that involves finding humor in everyday situations. You know, just like having a sense of humor. People don't laugh anymore. But being able to find humor in life can be helpful. Well, dealing with cancer, that is so true. And what does it involve? As most of you may be laughing and saying, what? This can't be real. But physical effects of laughter on the body include increased breathing, more oxygen use, and higher heart rate. Sound like something that I heard about, right? Many hospitals and treatment centers have set up special rooms where humorous materials and even sometimes people, sometimes clowns, are placed to help make people laugh. Materials commonly used include movies, audio, videotapes, books, games, puzzles, all kinds of things, anything to make people laugh. And many, many hospitals use volunteers who visit patients for the purpose of providing opportunities for laughter. Isn't this interesting? Matter of fact, a 1991 survey found that about 1 in 5 National Cancer Institute designated treatment centers offered humor therapy. Ha! Let's laugh. Woohoo! So, what is the history behind humor? Because I know I love to laugh, and I feel like when I laugh, I feel great. I mean, if I go to a good comedy show, I am laughing so hard. Sometimes I laugh until I get a headache. But humor has a history. See, humor has been in medicine throughout recorded history. One of the earliest mentions of the health benefits of humor is in the book of Proverbs in the Bible. So we can even believe that humor abilities are both legendary and divine. And then, as early as the 13th century, some surgeons used humor to distract patients from the pain of surgery. Can you imagine you're laughing before you go to surgery, right? And humor was so widely used and studied by the medical community in the early 20th century. And in more modern times, the most story of humor therapy involves Norman Cousins. If you ever heard about him, he was then the editor of Saturday Review. And according to the story, Mr. Cousins curled himself up, right? He cured himself of an unknown illness with self-invented regimen of laughter and vitamins. I can't imagine that. I want to know which vitamin that is. So what is the evidence when it comes to humor therapy? Available scientific evidence does not support humor as an effective, right? And we say effective treatment for cancer or any other diseases. Because of course not. Humor is free, right? However, laughter has many benefits, including positive physical changes and an overall sense of well-being. One study found the use of humor led to an increase in pain tolerance, that laughter causes the release of special neurotransmitter substances in the brain. And we refer to those as the endorphins. And this is what helps control pain. Another study found that neuroendocrine and stress-related hormones decrease during episodes of laughter. So these findings provide support for the claim that humor can relieve stress. Yeah, more studies are needed to clarify the impact of laughter and health. I just love to laugh. So here's something to consider. Are there any possible problems or complications? Here it is. Humor therapy is considered safe when used as along with conventional medical therapy. It can be harmful if used to avoid conflict or avoid difficult or delicate issues that are important to you or your family. But laughter can also cause temporary pain after such types of surgery. If you have a broken funny bone, right? So this improves as the body heals and causes no long-lasting harm. So relying on this type of treatment alone and avoiding or delaying conventional medical care for cancer may have serious health consequences. So laugh. You know, and I read these jokes, you know, and of course, like I said, you know, cancer's not funny, but laughter is the best medicine. And so one of the jokes that I saw was, what do you call a person who has a compulsion to get lymphoma over and over again? He says, a lymphomaniac. Another joke I saw was, a doctor called a patient to report on a bone scan and biopsy. The patient is out, so the doctor leaves a message to call. As usual, no medical details are left. But after a day of telephone time, the doctor and the patient finally got together on the phone. Says the doctor in a matter-of-fact voice, I have good news and bad news. Which would you have first? The good news? Okay. The report says that your cancer has metastasized all over and that you have 48 hours to live. You call that good news? It must be the bad news. What could possibly be more? Well, the bad news is that I tried to call you yesterday. Okay. Another one. A man isn't feeling well, so he goes to see his doctor. The doctor examines him and then asks to speak with his wife. The doctor tells his wife that her husband has cancer. The wife asks, can he be cured? The doctor replies, there's a chance we can cure him with chemotherapy, but you will need to take care of it every day for the next year, cooking all the meals, cleaning up the vomit, changing the bedpan, driving him to the hospital for daily treatments, and so on. The wife thought to herself, When the wife comes out to the waiting room, the husband asks her what the doctor said. The wife answers, he said, you're going to die. She's like, you know what I mean? She's not going to be doing anything that the doctor told her she may have. Oh, goodness. That's funny. Cancer is not funny, but laughter is the best medicine. I'd love to share this one with you. A woman with terminal cancer returns to religion with fervor. She knows that God will help her get better. Early in her sickness, a surgeon proposes radical surgery. No, she says, I don't want to get mutilated and suffer pain. It's not necessary. God will help me. A while later, she sees a radiologist, and he proposes radiation to treat the tumor, which by now is uncomfortably large. No, she says, I don't want radiation burning inside of me or outside. It's not necessary. God will help me. A year later, the cancer has metastasized. It's painful, and she's referred to an oncologist. Chemotherapy is advised. The oncologist told her, no, she says, I don't want to be sick all the time and lose my hair as well. It's not necessary. God will help me. Soon after, she dies. She goes to heaven and demands an audience with God. Why didn't you help me? She whines, what do you mean? I sent you help 3 times, lady. I sent a surgeon, a radiologist, and an oncologist. What more did you want? This one reminds me how we miss our blessings. God is always sending help to us, and we miss our blessings. And God is probably looking at us and says, I send you the help you ask, so what do you want? You know, in our frustration when we cry out. But certainly cancer is not funny, but laughter is the best medicine. A man hears from his doctor that he has cancer and only 6 months to live. The doctor recommends that he marry a nice Jewish girl and move to a secluded ranch in Montana. The man asks, will this cure my cancer? No, said the doctor, but the 6 months will see much longer. Oh, goodness. Two old baseball buddies with lung cancer were chatting on a park bench. Paul says, I hope they have a baseball team in heaven. Me too, says Jack. Tell you what, says Paul. If I die first, I'll give you a message about whether there's a baseball team in heaven. But if you die first, you can do the same for me. A year later, Paul is dead, and Jack is sitting on the park bench where he hears, Jack, it's me, Paul. Can you imagine? I have great news. Guess what? There's really a baseball team in heaven. Oh, thanks, God, sighs Jack. Now I can die in peace. I'm glad you feel that way, says Paul, because you're pitching tomorrow. So, is that cancer is not funny, but certainly has, you know, it's a laughter. So the important thing is that we just really, really just need to laugh. We just really, really need to laugh. And, you know, scientific and medical merits of laughter, according to the U.S., says that, you know, the medical establishment is always slow to challenge or change existing conventions, especially slow when such changes could potentially cost them billions of dollars in lost revenues. And such is the case with recognizing the therapeutic and curative properties that laughter and humor provide in dealing with illness and disease. And so, as it's difficult, some would claim impossible, to measure the effects of humor in respect to healing a patient or curing disease in a rigorous scientific experiment, medical community conveniently sweep these ideas aside. See, the human body and its wondrously immense biochemical complexity is far beyond comprehension by even the sharpest of medical minds and even the most comprehensive scientific models. And surely the general mechanics of the human body are well documented, and many simplified models provide reasonable, accurate approximation. If you take a look at gravity, we know it's there, and we even have elegant mathematical formula to describe the phenomenon. But the underlying mechanism of how gravity actually works is unknown even to this day. And so it's the same thing with humor. We should continue to pursue it as a therapeutic and curative tool of medicine, even though we're unable to describe the intricate details of its mechanism. So laugh, 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 laugh. Definitely, just laugh, enjoy your life, and just do things that are funny, and just listen. Just have fun. Just have fun. Just have fun. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Come to Page Show, bringing you this wonderful moment in motivation. It is the empowerment environment. I just want to share with you the importance of laughter. So go ahead and laugh with somebody today. And if you don't have anybody to laugh with, look in the mirror and say, I am all that and a bag of chips. Stay beautiful, stay fabulous, and stay motivated. Connect with me at www.cometofate.com.